USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden spent Saturday on the campaign trail in several battleground states. President Trump held rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin after traveling to Florida to cast his ballot. Following his rally in Circleville, the president predicted a red wave in November.
We're going to have a great red wave. It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before, because people are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime. They're tired of it. But you're going to have a red wave, the likes of which you haven't seen, and everybody knows it.
Vice President Biden held two events in Pennsylvania, where a recent poll has him leading Trump by 7 points. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, was also in the Buckeye State, holding an event in Cleveland, while former President Barack Obama was on the stump for Biden in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.